Emotive, friendly, the crypto market has taken a sharp plunge, and it's leaving a lot of investors feeling uneasy. But hey, even in the darkest moments, there's always a spark of hope, right?
Friendly, serious, absolutely. While it's easy to get anxious, seasoned traders know that downturns often pave the way for fresh opportunities. Let's dive into what's really happening.
Emotive, friendly, recent analysis has uncovered three key signals pointing to a possible turning point. This moment, called full capitulation, is when panic selling peaks and the market might finally find its bottom.
Friendly, serious. This episode breaks down those signals, their implications, and how investors can navigate this storm. Let's start with the first one.
Emotive, friendly, first up. Short-term holders are in panic mode. On-chain data shows that those who have held Bitcoin for under 155 days are selling at a loss.
Friendly, serious. That's a classic sign of capitulation. When new investors hit their pain threshold, it's usually a signal that the market is overcorrecting.
Emotive friendly, exactly. These are the folks who buy on hype and sell during volatility. Their panic selling clears the decks for long-term holders, who are more likely to hold through the chaos.
Friendly, serious. Historically, this shift has been a precursor to recovery. Take the 2018 bear market. SDHs, exits set the stage for a bull run. The same might be true today.
Emotive, friendly. It's like a reset button for the market. The speculative excess is being flushed out, and the fundamentals are taking over.
Friendly, serious. Now, let's talk about the second indicator, extreme fear. The fear and greed index has been stuck in extreme fear for a while.
Emotive, friendly. While that sounds bleak, it's actually a contrarian signal. When the market is overly pessimistic, it might be time to step in.
Friendly, serious. Sustained extreme fear suggests that the worst-case scenarios are already priced in. The majority of sellers have already cashed out.
Emotive, friendly. Think of the 2020 crash. Fear and greed hit rock bottom, but Bitcoin rebounded strongly. This isn't a guarantee, but it's a strong sign.
Friendly, serious. Markets can stay irrational longer than investors can stay solvent, but the combination of fear and other signals raises the odds of a reversal.
Emotive, friendly now, the third indicator. Bitcoin's RSI is in deeply oversold territory.
Friendly, serious. The RSI, which measures momentum, is flashing a critical signal. Oversold levels mean the selling pressure might be overextended.
Emotive friendly, exactly. An RSI below 30 is a classic sign that the downtrend's momentum is fading. This could signal a technical rebound or consolidation.
Friendly, serious. Like the 2018 bear market, Bitcoin's RSI hitting oversold levels often precedes a recovery. The market is correcting its overreaction.
Emotive, friendly. It's a reminder that even in the worst moments, the market can turn around. But remember, the RSI is a lagging indicator, so patience is key.
Friendly, serious. When combined with the other signals, it strengthens the case for a bottom. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Emotive, friendly, the convergence of these signals, panic selling, extreme fear, and oversold conditions, paints a picture of a market on the brink.
Friendly, serious. While no one can predict the exact timing, these signals suggest we're nearing a critical juncture.
Emotive, friendly, for long-term believers, this is a time to manage risk and stay ready for opportunity. It's not about chasing the dip, but being prepared when it happens.
Friendly, serious. Discipline and risk management are your allies here. Set stop losses, diversify, and avoid overexposure.
Emotive, friendly, and remember, the market's overreaction might mean undervalued assets are waiting for the right moment.
Friendly, serious, the key takeaway. Stay patient, stay disciplined, and keep an eye on these signals. The storm is brewing, but the calm might be just around the corner.